Hi folks, forgive me for the sound for today. Welcome to Coffee and Colossians. I left my mic back in the office and I've had to be at home. But I hope you can hear this. We're looking at this section on slaves obeying your masters. Sorry, I need to just have a quick look at a couple of my notes. Now, we saw this yesterday in verse 22, slave obey your masters. I want to do verse 23, but before I do that, there was a number of comments from somebody who watched yesterday's video, and clearly it's not a Christian, and came up with, first of all, let me say how glad I am that you're actually watching these. And secondly, I have to say that you need to do a little bit more research, because what you came up with are common tropes that are completely false. So, for example, you stated that Paul nowhere condemns slavery. And yet he does. His letter to Philemon talks about not having someone as a slave. And we discussed that yesterday, having them as a Christian brother. We also talked about how he would deal with slavery. He said that slave trading was sin, and if you don't have slave trading, you don't have slaves. But I think what disturbed me a little bit about your comment was, or one of your comments, was just simply that you said that as we go back to the Gospels, we'll go back to slavery. That is a complete negation of the historical fact that the nations which stopped slavery, and all nations have had slavery, the nations which stopped slavery were those who were motivated by the Christian Gospels to do that. And as these nations, so take the United Kingdom or Australia, have moved away from Christianity, slavery is being reintroduced. There are more people in slavery in the United Kingdom now than there have ever been. And there are people in slavery. Here in the city where I am today, there is a slave trade because people have gone away from the Christian values. So let's come on to verse 23. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Now, here we're talking about how we work. Karl Marx spoke of wage slaves. We may not have slavery in the sense that the New Testament era, the Roman Empire and so on did. And by the way, a lot of slavery is what we would now call wage slavery. You're in a job, you're being paid, that's how you're fed. You do have the freedom to walk away, but sometimes people feel they don't have that freedom. You have a mortgage to pay and so on. Well, here he's talking about some principles we can learn from work, for work. And he's talking really about eye service. You work not only when their eye is on you and to curry their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. We are now set free from men pleasing. We don't do things just to please our boss. We do it because we are serving Jesus. I remember a woman who came as a cook on a camp that we were doing for young children. And I asked her why she was there. And she told me that she ran a restaurant and she'd been converted because there was a young man, a student, who came in and he had one of the worst of jobs. He was, in effect, a dishwasher. And he did it so cheerfully and joyfully that she wanted to find out what his secret was. And he told her about Christ. And eventually she became a believer. You know, you and I, you're in your job just now, and it may be very difficult. We're not saying you never change jobs, but if you see yourself as working for Christ, it really does change a lot of our attitudes. So the worker, or the slave, if you like, but the worker is set free to serve wholeheartedly. We're not meant to be the property of another, but we are doing the work as though Christ were doing it. Verse 17, whatever you do, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And work is a dignifying activity, not a degrading one. Depends who we are serving. So you serve Christ in the hospital, you serve Christ when you're cleaning up the refuge, you serve Christ on the farm, you serve Christ on the roads, you serve Christ in the office. And then also notice this, the worker's set free from work without proper reward, because there is a rich inheritance. We'll come to that tomorrow, verse 24. But I do want to leave it there at verse 23. Whatever you do, Work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Man, that is something that absolutely changes the dynamics of work. So hopefully I'll get my proper mic tomorrow. Hope you're able to hear this okay. God bless you and see you tomorrow. Bye.